Well, hello there, fellers. How are you doing?
Hey, man.
How you doing, dude?
Doing great.
I feel like it's been a week since I saw you, and it's really only been 48 hours.
Oh, I could have taken longer after Cuphead.
I bet, dude.
I could have taken a year off.
I have yet to put up the poll for next Thursday's game because I'm a little worried what people will pick.
Oh, really?
Like, well, I don't know, man. I just feel like we had good viewership, all right, for that. But there's a difference between viewership and the people in the Discord who hate you.
Uh-huh.
Because the people in the Discord don't always watch the show.
Right.
All right? So, like, Taylor's here. She's in chat. She's also in the Discord. But, like, most people who show up just randomly throughout the day just to say hi, you know, I feel like Hivebeard's one of them, you know. There's a few,
mm-hmm.
you know. They aren't in the Discord.
Yeah.
And I feel like those people might take your side, but they don't have a voice. But, like, the Wrens of the world, the DoTubes of the world, the Fictional Matters of the world, they're all going to vote the worst possible game ever to see you suffer.
Right. Well, I don't know if you can get worse than Cuphead. I don't know if you can.
I mean, did you think it could get worse than Bloodborne?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe it can't get worse.
Yeah, that was the introduction. I knew there are going to be more games out there that are the worst, but we just went straight to the fucking front of the line of shit-ass games.
Well, I mean, it was number five. It was your fifth time playing, so.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was. It was Bloodborne.
Fourth time.
Bloodborne. I don't remember the second one.
Bloodborne, Super Meat Boy.
That was it.
Skyrim. Oh, yeah, For Honor.
For Honor,
that's
and
right.
then Cuphead.
That
so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
God, we've been doing this too long already.
It's five weeks, man. That's
it's
not that long.
Too long games. I don't. This is why I don't game, guys. This is why I don't game. Get burnt out.
You get burnt out?
Get burnt
You've
out.
Gamed a total of 10 hours and you're burnt out?
Yep. That's too much.
That's not too much, man.
That's too much.
So, I'm mad today.
Yeah.
I want to rant. I don't know if we should do it up front or at the end. I feel mm-hmm. like maybe we should just do it whenever it feels natural.
Okay.
But I do think we need to talk about the thing on your face.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mostly because at 1:40,
mm-hmm.
your girlfriend texted my fiance and said, no matter whether you think it's funny or not, laugh at Colby when he arrives today. And so when you arrived, that's why Chris was following you around like a lost dog.
Yeah.
And like I looked you over. At first I thought it would be like bad haircut, you know. And then I'm thinking like there would be no need for Britt to text because our chat will ravage you for your hair.
Yes,
like you could have one strand of hair different, and they'd be like haircut because that's like the thing. Although it has been a while since anyone posted haircut.
Oh, that's true because it's been a while since I've got a haircut.
Yeah, but when was the last time?
Shaggy.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, probably.
That's not a long time. I have a haircut on Tuesday, and I cannot wait. My hair is the worst
God,
right
you
now.
You get haircuts more than I do, man.
I get a haircut once every 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's more than I've been getting.
You get three haircuts in that time.
I do not.
Yeah, you just said 2 weeks was the last time you got a haircut.
And then before that, it was six.
It was not.
Probably not six.
No.
I feel like you've gotten way more haircuts than me recently.
My haircut.
Maybe it's just because I've been noticing it more.
I mean, the last time I got a haircut was in March.
Was it March?
No, it's 6 weeks, dude.
No way.
Yeah, 6 weeks. The next time I get a haircut, because it's already scheduled, is right before the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go through the rest of May, all of June, and then I'll get another haircut.
Time moves too fast.
I'll be shaggy and miserable on my birthday.
Feels
the end of June.
It moves too fast.
Man. Yeah. But what's with the mustache, man?
I blame my girlfriend, man.
Well, okay, so but why?
I don't know.
She texted Chris and said to laugh at you for it. How can you blame her? If she's laughing at it.
She was the one who wanted me to do it.
Just to, like, see what it would like?
Yeah,
like,
there's been multiple times where I've trimmed up my facial
okay.
hair. And she's like, you ever thought about just shaving everything but the mustache?
I mean, I gotta be honest.
No.
It doesn't look bad.
It looks weird.
It's, yeah. Well, I don't know if that's because of, it's like.
I don't think it's super, like, pedo.
No.
Like, I'm going to.
I don't think you're, like, Chris Evans level of pedo
right.
mustache, right?
But it's probably, also just weird.
It's not. I don't know. It's, like, almost not full enough.
I feel like an old man.
Yeah. I don't know if it ages you.
I feel like an old man.
I don't know.
I need to be scorning children or something.
It's almost like from the nose down, you're not Colby anymore.
Right.
Like,
that's
if I.
Weird.
If I look up at your eyes, I see my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's Colby right there. There he is. And then I look down and I'm like, I don't know who that chin belongs to, though. Mm. Like, it's just, I've known you for so long with just, like, the pube beard.
Yeah, man.
Like, I don't know. Britt's a chat. She said she likes it, so.
I don't know why.
I mean, it's, I don't really dislike it. I just think it's weird that it's there. Because it's different.
That is different.
You know? Like, it's not weird because it's bad. It's weird because it's
next,
like,
next
how would you feel if, like,
beard.
You came over here and I had a mustache?
I'd fucking flip out.
Wouldn't that be weird?
I'd fucking flip
First
out.
First of all, because I could grow facial hair, and that would be a miracle.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
All these things. Can we live on Mars? We don't know. Anything is possible now. Seth's got a mustache, so.
I don't know, man.
I don't even think, I don't think you could really tell on stream.
I don't think so.
Like, maybe a little? I don't know. I don't know. For some reason, like, I just, like, Chris Evans' mustache is, like, the one that's most prominent in my mind. But, like, he had the full beard for Avengers, and then he just shaved it down to the mustache.
Right.
And for some reason, the beard felt significantly more different than just the mustache.
Yeah, it's a different look.
But for you, you've had this mustache forever, you just don't have the hair surrounding it now.
Right.
Like, there's no difference.
There's really not, and I think that's why it's kind of not weird and kind of weird at the
same
time.
That might be why it's weird, because I expect to look down and see other hair, and there's not.
And now it's just not there. Right.
It's not weird that the mustache is there. It's
weird always been predominantly the mustache.
Right. That's always been the thickest part of your face.
Yeah, now it's just the
mustache. And I think it's the cheeks. I think it's the fact that I don't know if I've ever seen your cheek that much.
It's weird, right? It accentuates it more.
I don't know how I feel about that cheek, man.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I told her, she was like, I need to get a picture of you with it, and then you could shave it. And I'm like, we need to do that tonight, because it needs to come off.
Well, why did you think coming to the... Did you just want to YOLO it on the show?
She wanted me to do it, man.
Does she like you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I think
Are you sure she hasn't, like, just been trolling
Pretty
you for,
sure.
like, the last month?
Yeah.
I'm going to make him grow a mustache, then I'm going to make him humiliate himself, and he'll think it's love.
I just...
Brilliant!
Don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean,
people could think what they want. I'm rocking a mustache right now.
Yeah, has your mother seen it?
No.
Mm.
I'm going over there later, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should shave before.
You should really, what you should do is not mention it and see if someone notices.
Oh, yeah.
Because it took me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't notice the mustache. I noticed the shaved cheek.
Right.
That's what I noticed. It was like, okay, there's no hair on his face. Oh, but there's still hair on his lip.
But there's still mustache. Lip hair, man.
Yeah, I shaved today, so...
I shaved last night.
I pretty much shave show days. That's
like
how
hair.
Little hair I grow.
Like, it's really annoying.
I don't
right
care.
Now.
Oh, the hair, like,
yes.
Not having hair?
Yeah.
Why?
No. Having hair in only that spot.
Why?
I don't know. Because I've always had it down here.
You like
so
play
I've
with
had
it?
Both. Oh, yeah. I do this at work all the time
yeah.
when I'm talking.
No, you don't have it, dude. That's why you should just grow this out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, like, Guinness
That's
World
next.
Records it, man.
That's
just
next.
As long as you can get it.
No, because then it would be like... like, it would go in all directions.
No, you gotta, like, gel it and stuff.
Dude. Right. And I've never had to gel my facial hair, so that seems weird to me. Seems weird to me.
What do they... you gotta get all in the lifestyle,
beard oil
man.
And
get,
shit,
like, the
man.
Mustache grease or whatever
right.
they do.
I don't know.
Get yourself a Harley.
Gotta twist it out.
You know.
On the edges.
I don't really... Yeah.
Twist it
like
out.
A 1920s boxer.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what you are. Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, I don't really dislike it. It's just I didn't expect the mustache.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
I don't think you should contribute to the mustache coming back in style.
No.
I mean, in general... I think 80% of people look bad with mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chris Evans, bad with a mustache.
Right.
You know? Tom Selleck, he looks good with a mustache.
Yeah, there's like
you know?
1% that looks
right.
good with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. You might be in that 1%. I don't
no.
know. It's almost not a mustache.
No, there's like 80% people don't look good with it. There's mm-hmm. a 1% who look good with it. And then there's a 19% that just looks.
It's unnoticeable.
It's just, yeah, it's not a good look.
You have
it's
the same problem
look.
I have where you just can't grow hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that might be what it is. I mean, sounds mean, but it's just like it's almost not a mustache. Mustache. It just mm-hmm. looks like you forgot to shave your lip a little bit.
No, this is thicker than... This is like thick as it gets, man.
Yeah, but it's not thick enough.
No.
You know?
I can't grow a thick-ass caterpillar.
Well, I think that's what you need for the real mustache.
No. Well, yeah.
Because it kind of looks...
Tom
I think
Selleck
I might
or...
know you too well. Like, I might have just seen you in my head with
yeah.
your the full... you kind of always had that 5 o'clock shadow look. Mm-hmm. Most people didn't know that that's actually like a 4 day growth.
Oh no, that's 2 weeks.
2 week growth, mm-hmm. But like that's how I've always known you.
Yes.
And so now that I don't see that, I look at your lip and I'm like, you probably
forgot that part.
Probably should just continue to shave.
No, I think I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it.
I see you staring at yourself.
I'm gonna keep it. Yes. Because I would love to have a carpet rug. That's terrifying.
Gotham is mine.
Got a little French mustache, man. That's all it is.
You could do it, dude. You could do it.
That's all it is.
Man. I think you could if you like. It'll just take me a while to get used to it.
Right. No, and I can't touch it for like 3 months.
Right, but I do think that you could pull it off.
It would. It's gonna like individual hairs are gonna start growing longer to where they're.
Yeah, you're gonna
have
to like trim it. You're gonna have to get one of those like thingies that you know mustache trimmers where you can kind of keep all your hairs the same length. French mustache can work. Yeah. See.
What's a French one? Is it just thin?
We can
like
Google
mine.
Let's just Google it.
Or should I shave like the top of it and only leave like right on top of the chin?
French or mustache. How about this guy right here, dude?
Dude. That's it.
What about that guy? You think that will work?
That's it.
What about...
What I was thinking was probably the fourth one.
Brittany, prepare for tonight's show. This one?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. For some reason, I don't like
just
like kind of
point the ends off.
Here's a collection of mustaches.
See, look, I am totally getting the Robert Downey Jr.
I knew you were going to see that photo and think that was you.
The bottom.
Do the bottom.
I can't.
There's a reason Robert Downey Jr. didn't look in the mirror and go, you know
there's
what?
There's the whole points that he's got from the bottom that just, that's baby skin on my face, man. Like, baby skin. Can't grow there.
What about hair implants, man?
Dude, I was thinking, like, Rogaine.
Yeah?
You could rub
Can
Rogaine.
You rub Rogaine on your face?
It's been rumored.
Do they have face Rogaine?
No, they have foam Rogaine that works better.
We can both do it on the show.
Ooh, I'm down. Well, it's going to take, one, it's expensive.
Okay.
Two, it's going to take like a 6 month process.
Oh my God.
Because I've done the research.
Okay.
I want a beard.
Right.
For the love of God,
right.
Do I want a beard?
Well, people like me would look better with beards.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people with this right here.
Yeah.
Like you cover that up with a beard.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally. I'm so neck beard, I can't grow a neck beard. That's the problem.
So I've looked on YouTube of stories of vloggers, okay. Basically, who have done this. And
okay.
They've gone through 6 months of everyday use and stuff like that. And I'm just like, what? It looks different. It looks fuller. But, like, I mean, they also, it looked like they had some hair there at
okay.
least. I have none here.
Right.
So I'd have to start.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, how does, like, does Rogaine only, like, affect the hair you put it on? Because, like, both of us, our butts covered in hair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really worried that, like, we start oiling up our faces with Rogaine.
Well,
we just start growing palm trees down
is
there.
Hair loss. So.
Like, up here?
I don't know.
How can Rogaine that grows hair have a side effect of losing hair?
It's a thing.
That doesn't make any sense.
It could just not work.
That's like taking NyQuil and having the side effect be coughing.
Right.
It's like, no, that, you're supposed to fix that
no,
NyQuil.
That's definitely a thing, man. I saw that not too recently.
Well, the problem is that it's us.
I think it was a meme.
We're never going to lose where we want it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to lose. Like, if we start losing hair, it'll be, like, right here on top. Like, we'll just form a hole on top of our head, you know?
Not worth it.
And then we'll just put a toilet plunger up there or something.
I'm just going to rock the stash forever. Torn it up.
So Britt likes it.
Likes it.
I mean, she said in chat, I like it, but then she texts Chris and said, laugh at him.
Right. She likes it because it makes her laugh.
She's using you as a guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're her trained monkey now.
Mm.
Wow. I mean, I'm in that point of a relationship with Chris. I mean, she makes me do stupid stuff all the time. But, like, I feel like it's a little early for her to just be like, dance monkey.
Dance
monkey. For her pleasure, you know?
I'm assuming she enjoys it somewhat. But then maybe it's also just that she enjoys my uncomfortableness about having just a mustache on my face.
I think that's it.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Your mustache to her, that's her Colby Plays Games. It's the mustache. Like, she wants you to suffer and have a good time doing it. Like, I don't understand how women work, dude.
I don't know if that's the case.
Dude, all I'm saying is she said chat, she said I like it, but she texts Chris and say laugh at him. That's, I mean, she wants Chris, she's not even here to witness Chris laugh at you.
Right.
She's just at home going, I bet Chris is laughing right now at Colby's face.
Yeah, she said she wanted to see your reactions to it, and your reactions were in the moot of anything.
Well, I mean,
you just said pedo stash. I don't even think did anything.
My emotional range is very limited. Sound, yeah. You know, like you could come in here with a full afro and I'd be like, "What's that, man?" You know, and I'd just be like, "All
what's
right,
put that thing on your head."
That's what you're doing now. You know, I don't have time to worry about your grooming.
No,
I mean I do have time, but I don't want to because
no,
what's it? What's it going to change?
You don't need to worry about that.
There's plenty of other people out there that I'm not friends with that I can mock relentlessly mm-hmm. for their choices. Yeah. I would rather do that.
Okay,
just savage them.
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't expect the mustache. Did you ever think you'd have a mustache in your life?
No.
I didn't either. Of course, I never really gave much thought to it.
I never thought I'd only have the mustache because I felt like that was dumb.
Well, you kind of grow out the hair because you feel like you have baby face if you don't have it, right? Like, that's your reason.
Yeah, mainly.
Yeah. I mean, I shave my hair because it's embarrassing how little there is.
Yeah.
And I would have baby face no matter what.
There's a very strong line in between what.
Right. Like, you have enough.
I'm lying to myself, or I should just.
See, there's. I think when you have the hair growth that's minimal, but it looks purposeful. Mm-hmm. You know, because you have a good a peach fuzz.
When it's short,
you know?
Yeah, it's, right. It looks fine.
It looks good. When I look like I just rolled out of a gutter. In Forrest Gump, when I grow up my hair.
Do it, man. This is my Colby Plays Games. I want you to do it so I can laugh.
Dude, I've grown hair before. I've not shaved during No Shave November.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, a month of growth is the equivalent of like a week and a half. My hair will grow for a week and a half, and then it just stops growing. You know? That's how it works.
I don't
know why.
We need to go like 2 months. You need a year of No Shave November.
It's gonna stop. It'll be the same.
It's
it will.
Not how things work.
It is, man. It
it's
will not grow
how
long.
Things work.
That's how my head works.
No.
Yes. My head.
Some places on my face, my hair won't grow.
But
the places it will not stop growing.
Well, my hair stops growing. It gets to a certain length and it's like, nope.
That's not a thing.
That's all we got, Seth. You know? It's like if you. You want to be able to walk, we got to stop focusing energy on the hair. I don't know.
I mean, you ask anybody with a great beard, like mainly most, I would say at least 60% of them had to go through a very awkward time frame of growing it to get to
Yeah, but
that
I don't
point.
Think I want a beard. I think it's going
to
take...
You said you'd like to have a beard.
I think I'd look better with one, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I want to deal with it.
It's just, yeah.
Because honestly, I hate shaving.
You just got to condition it. That's
well, right, but I hate shaving. I think I would hate taking care of a beard.
It's less work.
No, there's nothing worse than an unkempt beard.
It's less work.
But it's some work.
Nah.
I gotta wash it. It's extra washing. You gotta wash your beard.
Wash your face anyways, man.
Yeah, but there's no beard there. Now there's extra face. Like, I don't wash this, you know?
You don't wash this part of your face?
No, I don't wash this part because there's no beard there right now.
Like the empty space under
right,
your face?
Where the beard would be.
Oh, my God.
I would currently, I don't wash that, and I would have to start. Also, like, my shampoo budget would skyrocket because I need extra soap for that thing.
Wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
What do you mean, no, you wouldn't? You got to put soap in it.
Yeah, it's conditioner.
Do you put shampoo and conditioner on your mustache?
I don't put shampoo, but I have a special face conditioner for my facial hair, yes.
Okay, is it for your face or for the hair?
It's for the hair.
See, you had to buy an extra product.
It was really, it's really expensive.
I don't need
to buy it. I just do to make myself feel better about facial hair.
You know, we really should take down this picture of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, he's making us look.
Yeah, he is like, let's put someone up here who's
hardcore judge.
Like, how about this guy?
Yeah,
this guy will make us feel
that
better.
Works.
Let's just stare at him and be like, at least we're not that. Although, ironically, he still also has more hair on his face than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me. Not so much you.
Yeah, no, that would be me at full growth.
Yeah. It's actually, you know, if you cover up the head mustache, he looks fine. He looks okay. I don't know what he's doing with his head hair, but
yeah. The only thing is, I got the chops. That's the thing.
You got big sideburns?
I got big sideburns. Those things can get super thick.
If I just go like beard, big bird, big beards, hipsters.
Like, see, this is what you, this is like what you want to be at work, isn't it?
That'd
this
be,
is you.
That would be great.
Yeah, see, that's you. This is like the 2018 Don Draper, and that's how you see yourself. So that's how you want to look when you go into work. You want to roll up to your job and be like, "Listen,
dude, I would love to
and be like swooping
beard.
Back your hair and then playing with your beard and being like, "Listen, these AI files, the two over the kilobyte limit, we gotta." Slim them down, make them into vectors. There's too many rasterized files. Let me adjust my glasses. And then you just roll off, you know. It's kind of what I imagine.
Roll off? Just roll off?
See, like, where's a bad? Let's do a bad big beard. Let's see if we can find me. How about this? Big beard. Let's do this. Beard on round head. Let's see if there's anyone in here that has as round a head as me.
I don't know, man.
There's no one in here that has a round head like me.
I don't think so. Like, John Travolta's the closest you got.
What about this guy?
That would be amazing. God, do I want you to have a beard like that.
Look like DJ Khaled.
That would be amazing. Dude, check out Zach, though, right next to him wearing that stash,
this
though.
Dude?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Zac Efron.
That's Zac Efron?
Stash it up, man.
Wow, he looks different with hair.
Stashed.
Here's what I'd actually end up looking like because I don't want to take care of it.
Okay, well, no. That's like 5 years of growth.
Not for me. Got to add a zero to it.
Right.
It's 50 years. I will die with a beard
then
like
you will
that.
Never get to be that unkempt.
No, that's true. It's true. What if you do this, man?
Can't do it.
Just grow those chops down to here.
Can't do it.
Get the Wolverine look.
He connects to his lip. Mine stops right here. Look at this. This is where they stop. This is where they
stop. You need
stop.
Just like to grow these out. Yeah. You know, just the end of your mustache
right
a little bit more.
Here, if this could grow,
right.
I could have a beard.
The Rogaine, man.
It just
how much is Rogaine?
I don't know. $20.
And you gotta, like, is that like a week?
That's a month's
okay.
use.
And you gotta do
you
it gotta for
do
6 months.
6 months.
So yeah. It's like, it's gonna be like
but then again,
$150.
I could lose the hair on the top of my head.
It also may not work.
It also may not work. That's a waste of money. I think there's like side effects with the chemicals in it that could make me all hormonal and shit, and I could have a baby. And,
what about Bosley?
I don't know what that is.
That's
I
that one. That's an infomercial one, man. Bosley? Bosley hair growth? Yeah, look at this dude.
It's the same thing.
This guy. Look at how happy he is, man. See, look at his old hair. Now, see, it's all for the top of your hair.
Yeah, no. It's just not going to happen.
Imagine if you're like this guy. Like, we really should stop complaining. You know, like, this guy right here, he's got it the worst. Because he doesn't have hair on his head or on his face.
Yeah.
You know, imagine the people, like, we're like all these people with the beards rubbing it in our faces and they can grow hair. And at least we have full heads of hair.
Yeah.
You know, we could be balding and not have hair here or here.
From the chemical mix-up that I read about somewhere, it's either you got facial hair and no hair on the top of your head, or you got hair on the top of your head and no facial hair.
Or you, okay.
Most of the time.
I mean,
regardless, over the time frame, like, if you have more hair on the top of your head, you're not going to lose that compared
right.
to your facial hair. But if you have facial hair,
you're more
and
likely
hair,
to lose the
you're
top.
More likely to lose that top at some point.
Okay. You know how horrifying I would look just completely shaven?
Dude, you look like a crazy Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, that's what it'd be like. That's what it'd be like, man. It'd be horrifying.
Nah, you could pull off bald.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I could not.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no chance, man.
I'm going to Photoshop you bald.
Do it. It'll ruin you.
You will look like Thanos.
I mean, Bash still looks weird bald.
He does.
Yeah.
Definitely does.
Yeah. I would look like Thanos. Just give me the whole Thanos treatment, you know, big old chin.
Yep.
That's what we need, dude.
That'll work.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, congrats on your mustache.
Hey, thanks, man.
You think it'll be here Thursday, or is this just a Sunday event?
Yeah, I'm going to shave it tonight.
Okay. And then you're going to just go back to what you had, or are you going to try clean shaving for a while?
Mainly clean.
Okay.
I'm done with the facial hair.
You done with it?
It's really itchy.
Agree.
Especially after just having this is so weird. Only feeling hair on my top lip.
I mean, you got a little hair on your chin, a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's not like enough.
No,
it's not like enough. You can't play with it at all.
No.
Woof, dude. Well, good luck to you.
Woof, man.
Yeah, your mustache.
I don't know why it happened.
I wanna celebrate victory really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This is not really a victory, but it is a victory. All right, there is someone that we talk about on the show all the time. His name's Unofficial Tony P, and he has stopped live streaming.
Mm.
He's Colby's in real life friend. Mm-hmm. All right, and I thought we chronicled on this show that he was purposely attacking us by scheduling his live streams for the exact same time our show is. Mm-hmm. He had a live stream at 2 o'clock on Sundays, and then he had one at 8 o'clock on Thursdays.
Yep.
Or 7. I think it might have been 8. I don't remember. But either way, it was right during our show. And our audiences do not cross at all.
No.
There was absolutely no one from our show going to watch his show, mm-hmm. and vice versa. But it still bothered me, because I know him, and I feel like he should respect us enough to give us a wide berth.
A wide berth.
A wide berth. Like at least 5 hours of berth, mm-hmm. for our show. But he quit live streaming, and so I'm going to declare that a victory for us. Even though we didn't actively campaign for him to stop live streaming, we didn't really compete with him at all.
No.
But he's done, and so now I don't have to worry about his live streams competing with our live streams.
I don't think you had to worry about it.
Oh, I didn't, but I did anyway.
But you did anyway.
And now we won. Reason. And I just wanted to beat my chest.
We win, bitches.
So.
Yeah, suck that, Tony Paduski.
I don't know what his name, I don't know what to call him anymore is. I probably should text him, be like, what do I call you now?
Tone, man.
Well, he goes by Tone, but I don't know if that's like his real life name or if that's like his celebrity name now.
That's his name, man.
Like, he has more names than anyone. He's Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
He's Sean P. Diddy Combs. He's Diddy.
Tony P. Unofficial Tony P. Unofficial Tony.
Tone.
Tony. Tone. Antonio.
Panella.
Panella.
And then Nuova.
Yeah.
How many was that? Like 8?
Yeah, that was too many. How about that? That's too many.
It's too many.
Yeah.
It's too many. You text him and you call him friend. I mean we're kind of friends. Like, we're friends, but, like, we don't see each other or talk or hang out.
You text him and you call him friend? We text and I call you friend.
Yeah.
So what? I don't get what
we don't means. Really text that much.
I mean, no.
No. You know, another thing, we're just talking trash on Brittany right now, but did you know she was complaining to Chris about how little you text? And I'm like, you know him? Like, that's just what he does. Like, you look at your phone with disdain.
I don't like it. I don't like my phone.
Like, I feel the only thing keeping you from going back to the 1800s is the fact that you can't grow hair and you wouldn't be able to fit in. Because they'd put people like you on the railroad lines to, like, hammer in nails and stuff.
Can't grow a mustache. You get out.
That's right.
You get out.
I mean, I think facial hair was a status thing back then.
Oh, yeah. You remember A Million Ways to Die in the West? Fucking Neil Patrick Harris had his mustache shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? That was a thing.
They need to bring that back, man.
Mustache shop?
Yeah.
They have that shit.
Of course they do. Is it in Portland? It's always in Portland.
It's always hipsters. Yeah,
it's always in Portland. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a singer in a band that I like who has his own pomade and everything.
We should sue for discrimination. You think we'd have a case?
No.
I think we might, dude.
No. We can't sue genetics.
Yeah, we could be like, it's discriminating against us. It hurts me. What? I feel like in today's SJW world, if we say that we are personally hurt by the presence of that store, mm-hmm. we could get something going.
Not two cisgender white males. No, we
God,
can't do that.
I'm always held back by my white maleness.
Yeah.
I just have no opportunities. I'm so mad about
it. We can't do anything like that.
God.
We have all the privilege.
Will some minority please take this idea and do something with it so you can accomplish something? Please? Will some minority show up, take our ideas, and then take that to an old white man and get it approved? You can sue for anything, you just won't win. Well, not with that attitude, Taylor. Come in, first thing you hear is white maleness. I know, it's hard. It's hard. You can't relate being a female, but believe us, our lives are tough. Discrimination against our lawsuits all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard.
Can't sue anybody
so
and win.
That's right.
Just
no one sees things the way we see them, man.
Get burnt by the sun.
Yeah, freaking system's out to get us.
Right.
What it is.
The sun is literally out to kill us.
It is. It's out there. You get too close to it, you will die. That is a fact.
It's cold hard fact.
Just ask the Ebony Maw. You think he's okay? No, he dead.
He dead.
He dead.
Ebony Maw.
Because he's out in space.
Okay, Squidward.
Yeah. All right, man. So let's get into this rant. Mm. I discovered this Friday during my stream, and I was physically angry. All right. I don't know how much you know about this. Probably, I don't know if you paid attention to our Twitter.
I saw the Twitter. Yeah.
Okay.
The
so,
tweeter.
Essentially, YouTube blocked our last episode because we played This Is America on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we get flagged for copyright a lot, and 98% of the time, they just don't let us advertise on it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We have 23 subscribers on our YouTube. Okay? I don't really care. We're never going to make money off the YouTube. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's not a big deal to me. Some people block your video from being played, which I don't... It just sucks. Yeah. Okay? That's usually not a big deal either. I'll usually file a dispute. It takes a couple weeks for the dispute to be resolved. During that time, the video is played like normal, and then whether they say, okay, you can play it or you can't play it, it doesn't matter. By that time, we have 2-3 more episodes out. People don't care about that one 4 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Okay? This time, I did the dispute literally after the episode went up because they blocked it, and then about 2 o'clock p.m. on a Friday, it said, your dispute has been settled. It's still blocked. And so, like, I look... here's our video right here. This is our YouTube dashboard. So it says your dispute wasn't approved. The claimant has reviewed their claim and confirmed it was valid. You may be able to appeal the decision, but the claimant disagrees with your appeal. You could end up with a strike on your account. So right now it's blocked in 240 countries. I don't know how much you know about Earth, but this is everywhere on Earth.
Yeah.
It should just say Earth. Right. Like, you can't watch it in Zambia. You even know where Zambia is?
I don't either.
Do you know where... wherever all of those places are, you don't. You know where one place is, Canada, and that's it.
Dude, yeah, this makes no fucking sense at all.
Right.
Like, it's clearly we weren't just playing the fucking video.
Right, well, and I should have pulled this up.
Commented and critiqued and added to the video, which is clearly...
Right, well, and that's what I put in there. I put in there that it's fair use. Yeah. I say we are a pop culture talk show that covers recent news, events, and other entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We did not play this video... for the purpose of listening to it. We played it so we could commentate on it. We talk over it the whole time, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah. I put that in pretty much. And actually, a lot of times that works. Like, sometimes, like, with trailers and stuff that block it, I'll put that in. Like our fabled Blue Planet one.
Mm-hmm.
That one got blocked in all countries. I put that in there for fair use. It got unblocked. So, like, that because it is. It's fair use. Mm-hmm. Like, it is. We are allowed, as a news program,
yeah.
we are allowed to play other things and comment on them. All right? That's literally what we're allowed to do. So
fair use.
So when they came back and they blocked it,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to die, okay? Then I looked at, cuz this is the first time I ever, because it was Friday. This is the first time I ever thought about doing a dispute. Mm-hmm. I've never appealed a dispute before. This is the form for a dispute. You've got to your full legal name, your email, your street address, your city, your state, your zip code, your country. You got to talk about the purpose and character of use. You got to describe the nature of the copyrighted work, the amount and substantiality of the portion used, and the effect of the use upon the potential market for or value of the original work. You got to answer all these questions. It's like an essay. Like, if I wanted to do this, I would have to describe our show's impact on Childish Gambino's wallet,
mm-hmm.
because we played this. Like, I would put in this box, if anything, we give you views.
Right.
No one comes to our show to listen to your song.
No.
They're going to be like, that song's good, or I want to see this song for myself without those two idiots talking over it. I'm going to go check out the official video, and then Vivo can cash those checks.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. And so I thought about doing this, but this is a lot of freaking work for 23 subscribers.
No.
And then the checkbox says, I am aware that there may be adverse legal consequences if I make a false allegation through this process. I understand that the personal contact information I provided above will be shared with the claimant and consent to this disclosure. I understand that if my appeal is rejected, my video will be removed and a copyright strike given to my account. If I receive 3 copyright strikes, my account may be terminated. And then I have to sign it. For a YouTube video.
Not worth
for
it.
2 minutes of a song that we talk over.
Yeah.
And so the reason I'm enraged is because, one, I have no other option. Mm-hmm. Like, when I tweeted, I just tweeted the link to the Twitch video, which Twitch, by the way, even if it is copyrighted, they just mute the portion of the video that's copyrighted. So if Twitch flagged This Is America, they would mute 2 minutes of our video, which sucks. That does suck. But also, I could appeal that. And then secondly, the other hour and 40 minutes of the show or whatever it was is audible. It's there. Mm-hmm. YouTube took down an hour-long video because of 2 minutes of background noise. They took it. You can't watch it. It's gone. And so I just linked to the Twitch version. And by the way, the Twitch version didn't even mute it. And you know why? It's because we talk over it so much, Twitch's algorithm doesn't catch there's a song playing in the background.
Right. It's a severe problem. PewDiePie is going through an issue like this right now.
Well, that was my question. Like, I've got all these other tabs open. Look at these, all right? These are all other people, okay?
Reacting and playing the fucking
yes,
video.
Yes, I listened to all of these mm-hmm. before I put them up. You can look up these videos. Every single one of these has a longer portion of the audio available without talking over it than our show does. And they're all up there. This has 5 million views. This one has 2.5. This lady, this video right here is a lady doing her own lyrics.
Oh, yeah. This has gotten a lot of heat.
I don't know who this lady is. I don't care. Shh. I'm mad. They're all running money over it.
Oh, yeah.
We're not even making money off our videos.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no. There are a million reaction videos.
Here's another one.
To this music video.
Or this one. Or this one. The Washington Post. This is honestly the closest thing to us. Like, it's kind of ridiculous to think of us as, like, a news program. But really, that's what we are. We're covering topics, you know? Yeah, Harambe. It's from Disney World, all right? Come on, Rin. Get hip. Flossin'.
What?
Harambe. In Disney World Animal Kingdom, there's a village. It's called Harambe Village.
Uh-huh.
And this is the shirt.
But
from there.
And that was before, I'm assuming, the
no,
Harambe
it's definitely
gorilla.
After. That's why I got it, because it says Harambe on it. It's hilarious.
Jesus. But they made the shirt before that.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you got the shirt after it.
Yes, because it says Harambe on it.
Gotcha.
May he rest in paradise.
Okay. Gotcha.
Did that second week in a row. Anyway, and then this thing. Like, this is just lyrics. This has 54,000 views on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's just the song. Like, I would be totally fine with this. Except our video got blocked, and this doesn't?
Right.
How does this not get blocked?
I don't know.
Like, I would get one thing. Like, Nintendo is famous for taking down, or for flagging all their video games, Let's Plays, with copyright strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't monetize them. And for people like me, not a big deal. Okay, my Let's Plays get 10 views. But for people like, you know, Video Game Donkey or PewDiePie or whoever else is playing Let's Plays, it's a huge deal for them to have 5 million views on their video, basically promoting Nintendo, and then they can't make any money off of it because Nintendo copyrights the visuals and the audio on every one of their videos. I would be okay if that's the case here. If Childish Gambino makes money off this video here, he should. It's his content.
Right.
But it got blocked earthwide, and it's this one's up. I don't understand.
Yeah, no, YouTube's just terrible.
Like, is it favoritism? Like, do we appeal?
No. Well, because this one I don't get at all, because they only have 210 subscribers. Like, I mean, bigger accounts,
right.
I feel like
yes.
they're definitely in another
type of
category.
Like, some of these, like, have
category.
Verified check marks.
Right.
Okay, like, maybe verified check mark ones don't get flagged for copyright at all. They might surpass it for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't. But, like, this one, this is a small channel like us. And they're literally, it's just as, I would play it for you, but if I do that, this video on YouTube will get blocked in all countries. So I can't play it. I can play it for Twitch, I can play it for iTunes, but I can't play it for YouTube. And it's the worst, because there's nowhere else for us to go. Like, part of me was thinking, hey, what if we just stop using YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, the Twitch VODs, they're literally the same thing.
Right.
I actually export the Twitch VOD to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I trim it to the start and the finish. I export to YouTube. It's done. It's literally the same video on YouTube as it is on Twitch. The difference is that there's no easy way to look for VOD. You can't subscribe to our VODs on an app. You can't pull up the Twitch app on your TV like you can YouTube and look at VODs. Everything
mm-hmm.
is so focused on live that our content would get buried no one would watch our old shows. Like, it would, people would. I shouldn't say that. Like, the people who really want to watch the videos would go find them. But, like, I don't want to make people like Birdlaw, who leaves a hog emoji comment on every one of our videos, who that's his primary method of ingest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he has a routine where on Monday morning or Friday morning or whatever, he pulls up YouTube, goes to the subscription, and there's our show. He would have to completely add a whole new method of going to twitch.tv/SethitColby, clicking videos, finding our highlight, because it's not easily organized.
Yeah.
Because our live broadcasts are in there, the highlight broadcasts are in there. Like, it's not easy. But, so, it's honestly like a double-edged sword. Like, I take them off of YouTube. Well, one, we let YouTube win. Because to them, it's like, all right, we don't care. You have 23 right. subscribers. We're not making money off you. And then two, I punish our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Where I guess, you know, one out of 50 episodes gets pulled off YouTube, dirty copyright. But it would just be great if there was another YouTube.
Yeah.
There's just, they can get away with this because there's no one to tell them not to do this.
Right.
There's no reason for them not to do this. Twitch is the closest thing, I would think, and no one cares. Like, no one on Twitch uses the non-live.
No, I mean, that's my whole thing. Is PewDiePie's going through a very similar situation. This chick, he showed her in a video of him like testing out eye tracking or something like that recently,
okay.
which wasn't even about her video. It showed like a 2-second clip, and then he just called her and the lot of Twitch girls who have boobs and
right.
stream. They called them Twitch thoughts.
Okay.
And then she got mad because he called her that she was like, can we copy strike PewDiePie?
Yeah, everyone knows they're PewDiePie. Called boob streamers, first of
right.
all. Yeah.
And so she copyright strike.
Like, people just got went and flagged
video.
This video.
Right. No, her. She was working with a company called Collab or something like that, and they filed the copyright strike against him on the video, claiming all of his revenue from that video. And, like, it's clearly just not...
I don't
get it, because it's not fucking at all copyright. He showed a 2-second clip of her, I don't even think talking, and everything was transformative, because that wasn't the whole subject of the video, was her. It wasn't
right.
that at all. It was the fact that he was using eye tracking.
It's just an abuse. It's the same issue.
Everyone with the copyrights
yes.
have way too much power, and
yes.
obviously they're going to abuse it. They are abusing it. Childish Gambino, whoever the fuck his goddamn collab company is,
Merlin.
Is striking people, is
here.
Definitely just striking it because there's money.
Liberation
in.
Music
there's
SME
money in this.
Is what it is.
The more videos that they can copyright strike, the more money that they make off of other people's content. Regardless of if it's another account that literally just uploaded This Is America's music video again, that I understand. But if it's anybody that's playing it and talking about it,
right.
they get that creative content that they produced, they take the money from that.
Right.
And that's wrong. It's clearly
Agreed.
An abuse of power.
I totally
and I
agree.
And I mean, YouTube's not going to do shit about it because they
no.
don't have any other better
well, and
method.
And YouTube makes their money regardless.
Right.
YouTube doesn't
care
if they're cutting a check
no.
to these people or to PewDiePie. They're cutting the same check.
No.
They don't care.
There's definitely going to be a new user. YouTube. They've been saying that. Take the U out of YouTube because it's not you anymore. It's
no.
them.
Here's Merlin right here, dude. These are the people who took down our stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we you know, we can do so much to hurt them and take their money. We made
let's see the Merlin membership
a whole
criteria.
Two cents, if that, probably, off that video.
Oh, we're not even eligible
yeah.
for monetization.
Right. If we were, if
we
were,
need 1,000
with the views.
We need 1,000 subscribers,
mm-hmm.
and it's like 100,000 minutes. Or
yeah, but it's
years,
like
1,000
views for like half of a cent or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I think what it is every 1,000 views you get $1.
Right,
I think is how.
And
it
so
works. No,
yeah.
it's 10,000 views is $1. It's 10,000 views is $1.
We have made not if it were
no.
still up right now, we would make two cents.
Right,
and oh no. Oh no! How dare
it,
us
it wouldn't even be
two cents.
Cents.
It wouldn't even be that.
Average about 10 views
yeah.
a video.
It would be nothing.
Right,
it is minuscule amount. It is a fraction of a penny.
Right.
And
overall,
and
our
blocking,
entire account might
and
get us
like,
10 cents.
Nah, screw it. We'll
right.
just take it down.
Well, and that's the thing that
screw
like
screw over these guys who are trying to do something.
Well, that's what gets to me is like. We don't make money off YouTube. I mean,
no.
we totally rely on the people watching the Twitch live stream to subscribe to the channel, to cheer bits and to tip us money. That's the way we make our living. That's the way this show keeps going. And that's what we rely on. I just believe in the body of work being available for free to everybody anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like I personally hope that if you're new or you're a longtime listener or whatever and you've never supported the show, the hope is that we do a good enough show that they go, you know what, I've got $5 I can give this month to support this content so it keeps going. That's the hope. But to me, if you don't have $5 to give to us, that's okay. You still get our show. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
So that's the reason it's on YouTube, is because I want the people who like our show and like to watch it on YouTube to continue to receive our show, whether it's 10 or 6,000. I don't care. That's the whole point. But YouTube does obviously care.
Yeah.
They obviously play favorites, and they obviously are beholden to whatever corporate BS this thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably a trillion of those companies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if PewDiePie took our video and played it on his thing, and he drew a giant dong on my head, mm-hmm. and then he rubbed his butt on it or something, that would be the greatest day of my life!
Right.
I don't care! Like, I live on the internet, mock me! I get views! This is my body of work, ingest it, however you feel, whatever your opinion is. You like it, you don't, I don't care! This is what I do.
It's different, I think, in the realm of he's higher than us, so we would be getting punched down.
I don't care.
But like for Childish to be getting criticized on our show is like beneath him. So it's like fuck that. Let's just take down the video. You get what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying.
Because he doesn't need to be on our show. We would love to be on anything that he's on because it's popular.
Well, he should love to be on our show because we're great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but he doesn't know that or could not believe that. So you know.
Well, he could watch one episode.
He couldn't because this company
because
didn't.
Because his company got it taken down.
Yeah, this definitely didn't get sent over to him for approval.
And like most of the stuff we watch, we both liked that stupid song.
It was dumb.
For once in our life, we were positive about it. And that's the one that gets taken down.
Yeah.
Like when we ravaged Blue Planet and all we got was salty tears from the neckbeards out there like, whales are beautiful!
Whales are beautiful. That man's voice is a treasure. You back off.
You talking trash about David Attenborough, I will literally find where you live and I will come and I'll hit you with my boken. Everything I know about neckbeards I know from Matthew.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say he had one of those.
Anyway, dude, I just... It's there's nothing we can do.
No.
It's just frustrating.
Nope.
Like, generally, when you have a rant like this, there's some actionable item that you can do after this. And there's not. Because if I wanted to action something, I'd be punishing the audience. If I'm like, no more YouTube, YouTube sucks. First of all, YouTube's not going to miss those 6 views because they don't give us any money.
No.
They don't make any money off us. In fact, we cost them money because we're on their site using up their server time.
Yeah.
So they won't miss us, you know? But at the same time, that's the fundamental difference I feel between Twitch and YouTube. Like we're not big enough yet for Twitch to know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
No one at Twitch staff, partnerships, whatever, has ever checked out a second of this show.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they did, they would be happy that we chose their platform to create our content on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fundamental difference between YouTube and Twitch. Where I feel like YouTube is like, we don't need you. We got PewDiePie.
Yeah. No, that's
And Twitch is like everyone is welcome.
Right.
Because they built their entire business model around content creators. Everything is about the content creator getting to do what they want, so they get subs and they get bits, so Twitch gets subs and Twitch gets bits.
Mm-hmm.
The better we do, the better Twitch does. Twitch is happy to have us.
Yeah.
YouTube wants us to leave, and they don't care if we do. And that's a fundamental difference, and I hate being in business with a company that is that ridiculous.
Right. Well, they messed up, man. They put all their money making endeavors into advertising.
But they didn't mess up because no one's leaving. PewDiePie's still there.
I mean, PewDiePie's still there, but you just saw Logan Paul leave. He's on Twitch now. Well, he's probably going to go back because Twitch didn't work so out so well for him. But
Ren noticed your mustache. Yeah, we talked the first 20 minutes of this show about that mustache. Make sure you do it. You are not making me feel super positive about the new video I just posted on that platform today, but I don't have a different platform. I mean, that's literally the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Like, PewDiePie doesn't... Like, I don't blame PewDiePie for staying because he's got to make his money. He's probably staying for the same reason we stay. That's where the audience is.
Yep.
All content creators thrive off their audience.
Oh yeah, no, he's been bitching like the last
I'm sure his money went down.
Most of his videos are getting demonetized because he's featuring some piece of content that is either for 2 seconds that he comments on and changes the aspect of it. But to me
that doesn't even matter. He's covering content that his viewers want to see. Mm-hmm. And his viewers are the eyeballs that come to YouTube to see what he is presenting.
Right.
And without those eyeballs, YouTube does not exist because you need eyeballs for advertising.
Yeah.
And PewDiePie is the thing. I'm sure he knows this because if he's probably a better content creator than me. At least he's more popular. At the very least, he has to know in his brain that he's dumbing down his content, which is bad for his audience, so he can stay on the platform that his audience is at. And he's doing YouTube a favor. As soon as there's another person out there who starts MeTube or whatever it is, he will leave. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
The second he has the freedom to be himself, first of all, his audience will be happier because that's what they want. It's the same reason Howard Stern left terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
It's the same reason, like, when he did contract negotiations 2 years ago, everyone was like, he's going to leave Sirius. He's going to go to podcasting. It's like, no, he stayed on Sirius because he knows that he has access to the things that his audience wants there. He has no rules or restrictions on what he can and cannot say there. He can totally control the platform that he does. That's why he stays. Because that's what good content creators should do that. They should be who they are so their audience is happy, so they're happy.
Well, and the thing is, YouTube is not that platform. YouTube used to be that.
Agreed.
Until it got as big as it is, and then had to deal with the fact that, oh, they were going to get sued by some people if they didn't change up the ways that they're doing things. And so, yeah, I mean, MeTube or whatever's next surely will come.
Right.
But eventually, if everyone does migrate over to that, they're going to be facing the same problems that YouTube
did. See, I disagree, because Twitch is handling it correctly. The entire problem with YouTube is that the advertisers come first.
Right.
Their number one priority is advertising. It's making the advertisers happy.
Which doesn't make sense because, YouTube is where the eyeballs are. So if the advertisers don't want to advertise on YouTube, then be like, fine, go have fun with your TV. Yes. You're not going to get as many fucking brand impressions as you would here.
And that's the thing is that YouTube has all the power, but instead of I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like, how can Fox News continue to get advertisers, but YouTube can't?
Right.
What?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
There's an audience out there for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know? I just don't understand it. And I could rant about that forever, because that's my background is marketing, and I could talk about that not making sense until the end of time.
Mm. I don't know, man. It's some bullshit.
They just invented that problem as a reason to what I assume is make more money for them.
Yeah.
Because my guess is they used to charge X number of dollars for an advertisement. Okay, like let's say they charge $10,000 for an ad, mm-hmm. and they spread it across all of YouTube.
Right.
Well, now and so then they had to cut checks to the Tones of the world, to the Seth Colbys of the world, mm-hmm. who get 10 cents. Well, 10 cents adds up over a lot of accounts on YouTube. Yeah. So what they said is, well, we're going to get rid of all these people who don't have a lot of views, and that removes all the 10 centers from the equation. They're still charging the same amount of advertising dollars, but now they only got to split it with 4 people. The 4 people they were splitting it with before anyway.
Or they could have bumped it because now
they could have also done. Now they could say we've got focused on these content creators. We guarantee you this.
I think that's a big thing.
And that's the reason they did it. It's mm-hmm. all about the money.
Yeah.
But it just drives me insane because they would make more money if they cared about the content creators, because the second I can leave YouTube, I'm going to leave YouTube.
Yeah.
And my content will drive revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube won't get it.
It's a good point. And I mean, it's so apparent that every YouTuber is feeling this way right now.
Right.
It's so apparent. Well, it's everywhere. Everyone's talking about it.
Like, if a show as small as ours, you know, where we have 100, 200 of listens, views, cumulative over the month, mm-hmm. you know, people listening and watching the show. It's a small number compared to anyone else who's considered a large content creator, who's making a living doing this, you know. If we feel it, I can only imagine what these people feel.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how frustrating it's got to be for them.
Mm-hmm.
No, except they could probably pay some manager in L.A. to show up to Merlin's office nowadays, and literally slam his fist on the Merlin receptionist desk and be like, I will rain down an ungodly hellstorm upon you. And that's the difference between them and us, is that they have some recourse to take, where we will do nothing.
We will just sit here.
But to wrap up the show, Rational Rationale says, mustaches don't look good on anyone. Sorry, my desire to disagree with my boyfriend won against my desire to be kind to you guys, and you are now collateral damage.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just wearing it.
Yes. For all the people who have showed up halfway through the show, Colby's mustache is literally a joke that his girlfriend played on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That I agreed to.
Well, right, because you're a nice guy
who
likes your relationship.
I didn't get pranked like she didn't shave midnight.
Right. But she's like, you should have a mustache. And she's like, I like it. And then she texted Chris and was like, laugh at Colby when
Look
he shows
at
up.
His face. I told him I liked it.
He believed me. What an idiot. All right, guys. We got to do a shorter show today because I'm going to head out to my brother Daniel's high school graduation. It's at 4:00 Central, which is an hour from now. And so when I stop the show, I've got to put it up on YouTube and tweet it and all that stuff, put it on the server for audio. So we're going to wrap up the show a little early. Usually we do 2 hours on Sundays, but today we're only going to do an hour. However, everything is back to normal next time. Okay. We've moved a lot of Colby Plays Games, and by a lot, I mean one. And then we had a short episode last week because Colby was sick.
Yep.
We had a planned short episode this week because of graduation. We're going to go back to not moving the show for any reason except for valid ones. But there are none coming up soon.
There are none.
So Thursday, Colby Plays Games like usual. Sunday, 2-hour-long episode, if not longer. Because like today's episode, we could have probably done 8 hours. I'd be just yelling about YouTube. Easily. Yeah. It's been stewing in there.
Right.
Just balled up. But yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for watching today. If you are new here, we would love for you to hit the follow button at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Whether you're watching on the YouTube VOD, you're watching or you're listening on the podcast, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, we would love for you to drop by Twitch and follow us. That is kind of like the hub for the entire show. So a follow helps. It's totally free. If you want to support the show, there's a few ways to do that with your money. You can subscribe on Twitch. That's one of the best ways to do it. You get a hog emote. You can watch the entire live broadcast without any advertisements. It's $4.99 a month. You can also pay a little bit more, $9.99 a month, and $24.99 a month for really supportive people. If you want that, you get even more emotes when you do it that way. You can also buy a t-shirt off SethandColbyShow.com. It's not Seth and Colby Show. SethandColby.com/merch. I've only been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah, you got this down, man.
SethandColby.com/merch will get you a link, or will take you to our official store. You can get t-shirts and hoodies. You want to support us that way. You can also just donate money. Twitch allows you to watch ads for bits. You can get like $2 free worth of bits every day. You can give us those. And you can also just click the big donate button and give us some money if you like what you hear. If you do it while we're live and you do more than $5 worth, the loud foghorn goes off and read your message. You can also do it when we're not live, and that's super helpful. And we appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Stay in touch. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have a Reddit. It's all Seth and Colby. Also, if you listen on audio and you don't feel like going to Twitch, you can leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. That really does help as well. And we thank you guys for being here.
Very, very much.
And we will see you guys Thursday for more Seth and Colby shenanigans.
Yeah,
thank you all so much for hanging out. We'll see you then. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.